The pits of envy. Stella and I arrived a few moments later in front of a dark empty hole into the ground. It was large enough to swallow an entire city. Abandon all hope, all who enters here. Announced a panel fixed into the ground.
Wow, did you bring me to hell?
I asked.
Worse, much worse than that. This is the place where the sins of women are all gathered. It is Gaia Inferno. You can definitively call it hell. Although there are many places like this one, and one person's hell is another person's heaven.
Answered the doll.
Why do we need to go down there?
I asked.
Because you must learn and be confronted directly with the source of evil before you can properly apprehend it and learn how to protect yourself against it. Don't worry, I am here to guide and protect you on this journey.
If you say so, I am curious myself to see what is below the surface. Full bore and into the abyss.
We slowly and carefully descended into the black pit. Soon we began to hear voices and screams coming down from below. I looked down and saw many shapes wriggling around in the darkness, but it was too dark to see. The doll encouraged me to get closer. The rock of the pit was very friable. At any moment it could crumble under our feet. We heard many threatening noises coming from the ground we were walking on. Many holes punctured the pit and all sorts of roots and desiccated bushes were coming out of the barren, merciless earth. Suddenly a snake-like monstrosity came out of a hole right in front of me. It had the body of a woman with snakes instead of hair and a snake tail waist down, where her legs should have been. The Gorgon hissed, spraying poison onto the ground, her hands ending in deadly talons slashing the air in front of her. Her snake eyes were so full of malice and bile that they were shining in the darkness of the pit. Shame. Shame, spat the monster, you have a sex doll. You can't get laid. You are just a loser living in your mom's basement.
Holy monkey.
I said quite unceremoniously.
What the hell is that?
Don't worry about it, just come close to me.
Said Stella. I did so and we embraced each other. The very image of love and affection forced back the snake abomination. Her foulness burned away by the vision of unconditional love. The monster retreated into her hole, but not without spewing out a few more insults. You weakling. You loser. You are just like your father. Oh, where have all the good men gone?
I don't know.
I answered.
But I bet it's far away from here.
It was pointless though. The Gorgon had returned deep down into her hole. We continued all the way down to the bottom of the pit where many more snake women were wriggling around. More than that, many men were also down there. Either on their knees or with their arms raised to the sky in supplication, they were haplessly trying to appease the creatures around them. Of course, it only infuriated the Gorgons even further. They clawed at the men with their talons and sprayed poison into their wounds and their gouged eyes. Their snake bodies were entangled so much into the crowd that it was impossible to determine where one started and where another ended. The whole thing looked like a giant snake orgy, only with more violence and bile. All the Gorgons were insulting the men constantly, their words wriggling around in the air, merging into an entrancing lullaby like a twisted parody of the fabled siren's song at sea.
These are the pits of envy and those monsters are shaming snakes,
said the doll.
Those envious serpents wish they were strong and talented like men, but deep down they are nothing more than poisonous, crawling, cold-blooded reptiles. So, they bring men down, belittle and nag them all the time. Since they cannot become strong, they want to make men weaker.
But why do the men put up with this?
I asked.
Because they feel guilty. Listen to their siren song, but be careful not to lose your mind to it.
All the Gorgons went out of their holes and started to sing together, Patriarchy. Men are scum. Men are oppressing us. Give us free shit. As they sang, all the men in the hole cowered and kneeled on the ground. Some rolled on the floor as if subject to great pain.
What a horrible spectacle,
I said. While Stella and I were walking around, I could not help but notice a very important fact. None of the monsters were trying to prevent us from going down into the pit, nor were they preventing anyone from climbing up and out of it. Approaching one of the most unfortunate men, I had the surprise to recognize a very famous university professor. Stunned, I asked him.
Professor P, I presume? Are you in need of any kind of assistance, sir?
The lost and damned turned his empty eyes sockets filled with poison toward me and said. Of course not, it is man's duty to sacrifice everything for women and society. This fate is terrible, but it fills my existence with sense.
There is a whole world outside of that hole, you know,
I replied. Of course, but will I be able to put women on a pedestal up there? My existence without all that suffering would be meaningless. No. This pit is the most fitting place for me. This is where someone who sacrifices everything for others in search of external validation truly belong.
But they do not give you any kind of credit and despise you despite all your hard work and sacrifice. They take it all for granted and hate you even more for it. No matter what you do, they will never be satisfied and you will never be even thanked for it.
It matters not at all. This is not about recognition, this is about validation. We are here because it is meaningful.
I will find my own meaning and purpose, thank you. Nevertheless, we do agree on one point, Professor, you do belong in here.
I turned away from the man who was quickly drowned into a sea of violin scales.
The song changed,
said the doll.
I think they are calling the big one.
Indeed, the snake women were all now psalming together patriarchy. Patriarchy. As Stella and I reached the center of the circle, the ground began to shake. Amazed, we saw an immense snake woman emerge from the ground. The scales covering her body were red and so were the snakes in her hair. Patriarchy. Patriarchy. Anyway, screamed the gigantic Gorgon.
Quick. Let's climb down her tail to get to the next level,
said Stella.
What?
I asked. Shut the fuck up, roared the massive monster.
Do it, or we will have to bear her for hours.
Slowly, we began the descent along the mighty tail of the serpent, careful not to be crushed by her convulsions. Leaving the chants and the screams of the damned behind me, I could not help but wonder what more awaited me below.